sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Lagunitas Brewery has changed the world forever by successfully creating a beer infused with weed.
Yeah, man. It's weed beer, man.
While breweries have tried to make beer sort of, kind of taste like marijuana, Lagunitas Supercritical IPA is actually brewed with cannabis. According to industry insiders, mixing beer and weed actually makes a lot of sense because both weed and hops, which is an ingredient in beer, are both members of the same plant family. Now, just to be clear here, the new brew doesn't contain THC, so any pleasant buzz the drinkers might feel comes from the alcohol is not from the weed. It's just from the beer itself, the fermentation. So there you go. I'm sure someday we're going to have, beer weed that'll actually get you high. I don't know. That'd be kind of weird. Does that get you drunk and high at the same time? High and drunk at the same time? I don't know, man. I don't know. We're not that far in the future yet. Junk food brands are scrambling. Speaking of weed and getting the munchies, well, here's a new munchie for you. Junk food brands are scrambling so hard to come up with new limited edition flavors that they're all starting to turn into each other. M&M's just announced their newest fall flavor, Cookies and Scream. Basically, M&M's that taste like Oreos. Yep, that's what's going on. And to make sure that that's clear, the packaging shows a cartoon M&M holding a bunch of cookies that look exactly like Oreos. It's like they're not even trying anymore. It's like they're not even trying. But I am still going to eat these. Wasn't a huge fan of the caramel ones, but this might be a good Halloween snack. And lastly, Gavin Rosdale needs to find new neighbors or a new place to party because the ones he has now aren't cool with his rock and roll-ish lifestyle. Gavin pulled the plug on his house party in San Fernando Valley after LAPD showed up for a noise complaint. Now, this was not at like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. No, this was at 10:15 p.m. What a bunch of lamos, man. Bunch of L7 weenies there. The cops showed up. We're told they spoke to Gavin, and he was totally cooperative, dropping the typical busted teenager line. I was just breaking it up anyways. So having a fun little party, and then they busted it up. What kind of lame neighbors call the cops at 10:15? It's terrible. Anyway, I guess they don't know how to party out there in California. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?